The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember years ago we were talking about, probably decades ago, a little microfiche. Is that what they used to call it, a little microfiche? Something that you would take, from a hospital to hospital, and it would read your medical information. Then they were like, nah, we'll put medical information on a credit card. We'll do something like that. And then another company was like, no, what we'll do is we'll fingerprint. Well, what we're seeing with this health kit is probably where we're going to go with our medical information. Now, this health kit from Apple is supposed to be a central place to store data of your that is acquired through personal health devices. So the data will store blood pressure readings taken by Withings iHealth or QRDO device. There's going to be an app or software platform that will use the blood pressure data, help give you a guide for self-titration, etc. Also, glucometers, where it checks your blood sugar, etc. Pediatricians and endocrinologists at Stanford are going to integrate health kits to facilitate the transfer of blood glucose readings from smartphone-connected glucometers made by Dexcom and Epic's MyChart application. Right now, we don't have a lot of details, but we do know that Duke University and Stanford University are going to pilot the integration of these Apple's health kits into clinical practice. Now, I like the idea of people having their blood tests and results, so I'm hoping these things can also store data such as that. Is there a way to have Quest Laboratory Labs go straight to your phone? Okay, and then you can walk around and carry that. You know, rather than you having a briefcase and papers and binders, a lot of my patients that come to see me, Dr. Dahlia, you know, here's all my data, here's all my records, and you're combing through it. It's kind of nice when it comes right to your phone. Some of you guys through work get your results by email, and then you click on it, you download it, you use a login, etc., and then you have your records, and then you show me. Now, my problem is, I'm like, well, I got to print this and put it into your chart, or I got to figure out how to email and sync this. And that's going to be, we're probably in the next 5 years going to be able to just sync everything. Maybe do the phone bump. I don't know. All right. But the big concern that people are having is, what is the security? And what is the privacy that you have with these? That whole iCloud thing really confused a lot of people. I didn't know about the iCloud till about a year ago, where my husband started deleting things on his phone. He's like, I have all these extra numbers on my phone. He starts deleting them, and then they're gone off of my phone. I'm like, what the heck is this? He goes, well, our phones, I guess, are connected. Why is your phone connected to mine? Quit deleting stuff. Well, I don't want your crap on my phone. So I learned pretty quickly that there was somebody else involved with my husband's and my phone numbers, etc. There was some database, network, software. And so, personally, I don't want my medical information there. You know, luckily, I don't have high blood pressure. But if I did, do I really want people knowing about that? Do I want people knowing my weight? Do I want people knowing my blood sugar? This is some pretty private stuff. But right now at Stanford and Duke, they're going to be, integrating it into practice. When your patient is active and they like their phone, or they're playing Candy Crush or whatever the heck they're playing, and they feel like they're going to be more aggressive with their health. If they have something on their phone, I'm fine with it. I can't tell you how many of my patients have their blood pressure, have their sugar readings, and everything on their phone. There's tons of medical apps out there. Good for them. I think that's great. And when you want a memory of your last labs, etc., I think that's good. I think it's good to have. I'm really happy about that. But I'm just hoping that the antivirus and the hack proof and the type of security that has to be done will be done. Because the first person that's going to get in trouble when anything goes down and your information is exposed is not going to be the big conglomerate Apple or iPad or iHealth that has all sorts of money and lawyers. It's going to be the little doctor that, has one malpractice lawyer and, maybe some liability insurance, and they're the ones that are going to be in trouble. All right. Hopefully we don't see breaches, etc. However, what I do want to say, though, is this is kind of cool, where we're starting to see more and more Star Trek-style stuff. There's supposed to be a phone app that's supposed to tell you if your mole could be cancerous. All right. Basically, there's these apps where they could look at the mole and from time to time watch it. It's called Dr. Mole. All right. It claims to be able to detect a malignant melanoma, again, one of the most dangerous types of cancer. Basically, use your smartphone to take a picture of it. The app instantly analyzes it for three key indicators: asymmetry, border outline, and color. Remember, we talked about the ABCDEs. It then gives a color-coded risk level for each characteristic. It can store images so it can compare it the next time you scan the mole, and then it will remind you, etc. That's something I had thought of years ago. Why don't you have a scanner on your phone that looks at the mole, takes multiple pictures, can tell if it grew by a millimeter or not? You know, I think that, it knows by scale because it knows at what level the skin was. And then any mole that changes by less than a millimeter on your body ends up notifying you to go and get something checked. Because a lot of you are like, no, I can't tell if it's growing. Meanwhile, it's growing by half a millimeter a year. That's growth. So, do I think that this phone app should be something that you use on a regular basis? I think the phone app is helpful, but please make sure you see a dermatologist. Don't be messing around with that, because it could say, no, it doesn't look like a melanoma, and then all of a sudden you're like, what? Apparently there's IB or IBG Star. It's a diabetic app. There's tons of these interesting apps out there now. There's also a sleep apnea app. Hearing app, we'll really quickly talk about some of these apps that are out there for your health. Are they worth looking at? 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so now we are doing so much more when it comes to smartphones and iPhones, etc. And there's a bunch of apps now that claim they could do a lot of things. And remember, these apps have to sell. They have to, you know, sell. If they don't sell, no one's making money. And, you know, they're all going to say they work and they're all going to say they're good. I don't use a lot of these apps that you are using because I'm a doctor. I still like pen and paper, okay? So I can't sit here and rate any of these apps. I would, though, like to start compiling a list of something that you guys like. Like, remember we were talking about coupons and ways to save money. And a lot of you were saying you like the Retail Me Not, you like the Groupon, you like the Cartwheel. All right, I like to know what people are using and what people swear by. I got to tell you, man, I love the Retail Me Not. It's starting to not be as good as it used to be, you know, where there were some real kick-butt coupons. So I guess if the vendors don't continue to put coupons on there, that's a problem. But that was really, really helpful. So the same thing, I would love to hear from you which apps you like the best. So even if you can't call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254, at least email us at drdahlia.com, the website. I want to know what health apps you are using, you like them, and why. All right, because we're hearing there's so many different apps out there, like for diabetes. All right. Apparently, these are free that kind of work with your blood test meter. All right. The meter has a needle. You take a blood sample, monitors changes in glucose. Once the sample is taken, it's placed on the meter. The results are displayed. The results are displayed on the screen of your phone. The app is supposed to be able to connect what the meter does to the phone. Later, we're going to be able to just use our phone as a glucometer. But right now, no. Remember we talked about how there's a cortisol pee-pee test you could do, right? You know, you pee-pee on a stick and you stick it in your phone and your phone reads it or whatever. We're going to later just be able to just pee on your phone and, you know, be able to do pregnancy tests. But right now, nobody wants to walk around with a pee-pee phone, all right? But, you know, there's, you know, diabetic apps out there. Sleep apnea, this is an interesting one. One of my patients said he uses a sleep apnea app where it's a phone that sits on him and basically records his snoring and records his respirations. It's phenomenal. I don't know the name of it right now. One sleep apnea app is called Sleep Assess. All right. What it does is it works by recording the snoring and comparing it with other recordings of diagnosed sleep apnea sufferers. Dr. Professor Jim Holm looked at it, said snoring by itself may not be indicative. All right. He said maybe it'd be better use of the phone for the partner to record and videotape what he's doing. Here's the problem with audio recordings, okay? And hoping the phone picks it up. When you stop breathing, all right? I mean, there's a difference here. You're snoring in sleep apnea. You're making a lot of noise because you're cutting off air supply. But then all of a sudden you get quiet. I watch my husband sleep. Sometimes he gets really, really quiet, but he's breathing. He's just not snoring. So I'm like, well, okay, the snoring stops. Does that mean he has apnea? No, it just means the snoring stops. So you see why, you know, nothing's going to replace a real good sleep study, sleep evaluation. But, you know, some people are saying, well, just video record. I've done that. I've recommended my patients video record their spouses. And then what you could do is you could fast forward. But who's going to sit through 6, 7, 8 hours of footage? You know, that's not a lot of people are going to do that to see if they're cutting off their supply. Their air supply. That is why some of these sleep studies are probably better to do. Hearing. There's an app called YouHear. It detects hearing loss by measuring how well you hear sounds at different frequencies. So the app plays different sounds at different pitches. You tap the screen when you hear them. The graph displays the results for each ear. It is free on iPhones. This is pretty cool. Part two of the test, this is according to Daily Mail, involves listening to the speech against a noisy background. The app asks you to adjust the volume both up or down until you can hear what's being said, and then you have a questionnaire gathering more details. Now, this to me, in my opinion, has a lot of merit because You know when you go in and you do those audio, remember back in the 70s you had to raise your hand when you heard something? Okay, and my friends would be watching me through the glass and they'd be making fun of me. I'm like, stop it! Leave me alone! You know, so I'm sitting there giggling. I didn't hear what the heck was going on. So I remember the teacher saying, no, leave Dolly alone. Let Dolly do her hearing test. Then I'd sit there. I didn't have good hearing. So I would miss a lot of the beeps. You know, and then I'm like, and they're like, are you even doing it? I'm like, what, huh? I've needed a hearing aid for a long time. That's why I talk so loud. But they're just too expensive, and I'm too vain. You know, if I don't understand what you're saying, just speak louder. I'll get a hearing laid when I'm damn well good and ready. But I got to tell you, speech discrimination is a biggie, and that's where I really lack. I know there's a sound going on. I can hear a sound. What I can't do is understand what somebody's saying. I make fun of my son mumbling a lot because he's in the mumbling stage now that he's going through puberty. But I have to take blame for his mumbling. I don't understand what he's saying. When he's, that's what it sounds like to me. I'm like, what? You know, what the hell are you saying? Write it down. So now my son texts me more than talks to me. It's a shame, but I can't hear him. I'll get the hearing aid. Heart rate. There's another app out there called Know Your Heart Rhythm. It's apparently an app, and it was developed with the backing of a charity called Arrhythmia Alliance. It works by measuring how light the blood vessels are beneath the skin. Remember we talked about that? Where there's an app that can look and detect if you have arrhythmia? Blood vessels in our bodies rhythmically dilate and contract. So this measures you with this light off your phone. Can you believe it? Your iPhone 5, it works the best off an iPhone 5. Tiny blood vessels, capillaries expand, contract in the tip of the finger. They produce color changes that are not easily visible to the naked eye. But under a strong light from a mobile phone camera, they could be measured and the app used to calculate heart rate. That is way cool. Fast, slow, or regular heart rates obviously could then signify you that you need to go and get something done immediately. It was backed by Arrhythmia Alliance. Way to go. Now, still, nothing like getting an EKG or seeing your doctor. But for those of you that go back and forth between, you know, I'd like to do something at home, you could do that, you know? Now, speaking of scans, this is interesting. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Doctors, they say, will soon be able to diagnose ADHD in children by using a brain scan. This is interesting, okay? Apparently, scientists found that the brains of children and teenagers with the ADHD, their brains develop more slowly than other youngsters of the same age. They say the connections between and within key brain networks are less developed and may explain common characteristics of the condition. All right, brain networks, you know, they're kind of like a cluster of pathways that form in the brain as it develops. Different pathways will control different processes, etc. Different brain networks connect with others for the brain to perform a function. So, take a look at a picture. One pathway in our brain will process the colors and the shapes. The other one will recall the memories, put the things together. That's how a lot of these mirages work. It's a variety of brain pathways that have to interconnect and work. This has been reported by Mail Online. Researchers found that the brains of children with ADHD showed less mature connections between a brain network that controls the internal thoughts like daydreaming and brain networks that allow a person to focus on external tasks. So because there's this lag, it could be why attention deficit kids just easily get distracted. Now some of you say, well, wait a second here. A lot of kids maybe with other sorts of learning disabilities or autism, etc., may have this discrepancy in some of the pathways. You're 100% right, and a lot of them do have attention deficit. Okay? Signs of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder include a short attention span, easily distracted, restlessness, constant fidgeting, overactivity, being impulsive, etc. Now, do not confuse this from lack of intelligence. Your kids or your people with ADD and ADHD, I mean, think of the guy that plays Iron Man, you know, in the movie, right? Stark. I mean, intelligent guy. Yeah, has attention deficit, a little bit of hyperactivity and impulsivity, right? But do not confuse that as a lack of intelligence. Now, how are they able to detect this on scan? Well, they use the biomarker, which is kind of a little measure that they're able to use. And they did brain scans of kids, etc., tagging. It's cool stuff. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, we're going to be moving on to child discipline, which is a tough topic. Really quickly, some of you are letting me know what your favorite medical apps are. Keep them up all week. I'd like to hear. Christopher loves real blood pressure. He says that's his favorite medical app. Has a modicum. Ooh, I love that word. Modicum of accuracy measuring heart rate and blood pressure. Good job, Chris. I think I know Chris. Awesome. Yay, Chris! Thanks, Chris. All right. Adrian Peterson, accused of injuring another toddler son while disciplining him. All right. Guys, this is not going to be the first and last story of athletes or people that are very, very well known now surfacing issues of disciplining, and disciplining gone a little too far. All right, we are probably going to hear more and more stories. Right now, it's centered around Adrian Peterson, the Minnesota Vikings star, who I believe has been able to be reinstated after a few games. In this particular case, the child, there's a photo circulating showing a boy suffering from a head wound covered by two bandages, while other images reveal a scar over his right eye. Apparently, this photo comes hours after Peterson spoke out for the first time since his arrest for whipping another one of his children with a wooden switch that had left bruises and scrapes, allegedly, etc. He's a running back, right? We know him. Reinstated after missing, looks like, just one game following this case. With this latest alleged case, Adrian reportedly sent the boy's mother a text message claiming his son had smacked his head on a car seat. But when she questioned him further, he is said to have later admitted hitting the child, texting, "Be still and take your whipping." He would, I'm quoting this, "I have saved the scar. He all right." And then wrote, "I felt so bad, but he did it himself." Now, there's a lot of controversy and debate over proper parenting. And I was interviewed by News 3 the other night on, you know, what should be done, what, you know, how do doctors look at this? You know, we here in the medical community have read all the studies on how spanking doesn't work, okay? But we also understand that when we went completely the other way to the timeout, that was a complete joke when it came to, I mean, we're going to have to be honest about, we're going to have to, you know, not be all politically correct when it comes to disciplining here, all right? We'll first start by saying hitting is wrong, hitting doesn't work, these kids do not deserve to be hit, there's other ways to go. However, when we went the complete other way with timeout, that was an absolute joke. It got to the point where my son was not even scared of me, not even concerned about how mama would react, where he decided to go off against my will. He was only, I think, 5 or 6, and go, let me tell you the story real quick. Okay, we were doing timeout. I'm a doctor. Finished residency, I'm a family doctor, I'm going to be doing everything by the book, all right? And by the book was timeout. So when my kid did something wrong, I would sit him in timeout, he'd giggle, he thought it was funny, okay? Then we'd put other brother in timeout, okay? Then giggle and fight with each other and tickle each other. Now I separate them, but then peer around the corner, then look at each other, giggle, all right? So then I'd say, all right, timeout now, 5 minutes, is now 6 minutes. Okay, well, we got up to like 2 hours, saying, all right, now I'm going to move it up to 2 hours. They're just giggling and whatever. I'm like, you know what, this isn't even working. After 3 minutes, I'd stop. Our timeouts never lasted more than 3 minutes. Well, I'm at the park, got the, you know, little one in a stroller. The older one comes up saying he met a girl, you know. Dad's like, yeah. I'm like, wait, what's going on? Oh, she wants to go get ice cream. All right, and I go, you know, where? See, there's an ice cream truck. Now, it didn't look like an ice cream truck. You know, not one of those, It looked like a white van with a couple decals on it that was about a football field away on the other side of the park. Just sitting there. Not around other people. Just sitting there in the neighborhood with a couple pink decals. I told him, hell no. All right, you and this other 6-year-old girl can just play on the swing. Now, I'm dealing with the other kid. I have to change him and whatever. I look around, making sure the other one is there, and he's long gone. I'm like, where is he? Did he go to the bathroom? Did he go to the swings? Whatever. Where is he? He is walking hand in hand with his little girl to that white van. I'm like, what the heck? All right, so I have to leave the other kid, all right, the other one. I don't know if my husband was with me. I think I had to, I forget what happened. I think I had to leave him with somebody. Run to get my other kid before he starts going to the strange white van. And I'm like, why aren't you listening to me? I know, sorry, Mom, giggling. And I realized the kid is not, you know, I mean, when I grew up, oh, my gosh, I was more fearful of my parents than God. So I took him home and I spanked him on the butt. Now, I never knew how to spank. Okay? Nobody, I mean, the spanking I knew was the spanking the way my parents did, and that was with, you know, belts and whatever. Me, I took my hand, and he was giggling. Giggling when I was spanking the tushy. I'm like, okay, this isn't working. Alright, so 6 years old, I'm gonna take away your Barney toy, I'm gonna take away this, I'm gonna take away this, you know, and he's like, Mom, you know, oh, what's wrong? I'm like, there could have been a bad guy in there. And then I realized I need to do something completely different. Alright, so I go to work the next day and I talk to one of my patients who has older kids, alright, and I ask my patients for advice. And she said, oh man, when my kid was acting up, when he was a teenager, I took him to Skid Row, I took him to the worst part of town, and I kicked him out of the car and I let him walk around. I had the car nearby, but I just had him, whoa, you did what? Yeah. I showed him what happens when you're a delinquent, when you don't listen, when you don't, alright, let him see how he's gonna live later. And I was like, okay, I don't know if I could do that, you know, because he's only a baby or whatever. But I started to learn, okay, I think I need to know what I need to do. I need to teach him and show him what happens if you don't listen to mama. If he's not going to be scared of mom, okay, and they really aren't. I mean, honestly, I'm a joke. I get mad, and I throw a fit, but they think I look funny. They giggle at me, you know, when I yell and scream. But if I, and there was no way I was going to do how my parents, you know, disciplined, because, you know, now you can't do that. You can't use belts and switches and all that other stuff and paddles, etc. So I'm like, all right, you are going to see what, you know, you are going to see what happens. So, you know, I showed him pictures, let them start watching the news, started talking to him, started whatever. And, you know, these kids started to slowly kind of go, okay, I understand what's going on. I decide to not go to school. I decide to lie. I decide to cheat or whatever. These are the consequences. Meanwhile, they started liking fancier things. Like they started liking games and video games. So if I rip those away, now they're upset. All right, now they don't like it. They don't like going to bed early, okay? You know, they don't like having to, do extra chores, clean up the dog poo. So my husband and I have been able to do something, and we also instilled in them that I'm going to know when they're lying. And if I find out that they lied, that's going to be worse, way worse. We also let them know that we have GPS capability, right? We have all sorts of spy capability. So we're going to know what the heck is going on, okay, with them at all times. But I got to tell you, man, my kids now are 14 and 11. I'm still learning. You still learn. All right? Now, mind you, our friends, a lot of them that we knew, I mean, they're still in the spanking stage, okay? But here we have Adrian Peterson, whose spanking went too far. You know, kid falls, kid cuts his head, allegedly, scrapes, bruises. These things are illegal in a lot of states. I think Delaware is now the first state to completely outlaw spanking. I believe it is completely illegal to spank the kid. Okay? No spanking. Where I live, you could spank on the tushy as long as there's no bruises, skin getting cut, etc., which to me makes sense. You know, the kid doesn't need to bruise. The kid doesn't need to, you know what I mean? I mean, that stunk. I hated having to go to school or go and explain why I had the big bruise. I mean, I hated that. So when we come back, let's talk about ways to discipline. Let's hear your ideas. What worked for you? What worked for your kids? 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. This is an important email that kind of represents what a lot of us think as well. Michael writes, my kid skateboards and bruises himself continuously when he falls. How do I protect myself from someone accusing me of inflicting those bruises on him? You know, that happens a lot. You know, your kid hurts himself, falls down, gets a shiner. You need to send the kid to school, and you're like, uh-oh, people are going to think I did this to him. You know, and then you're like, well, you know, maybe I should keep him away from school. But obviously, you know, the black eye doesn't go away right away. So you're like, do I keep him out of school for a week? What do I do? Do I just send him to school? Do I send him to school with a note? That's tough. That is very, very tough. What I usually recommend to parents is, number one is, make sure, you know, you have witness accounts, you know, to find out, because the kid could be lying. The kid could be getting beaten up by another kid, by another bully, right? So you want to make sure you know the truth and you look like that you did your due diligence to find the truth, okay? Next, a lot of us doctors can tell scrapes and bruises from falls. There's a pattern to bruising. There's a pattern to hitting. Okay? If, however, you hit and then they fall secondarily, that can cause some confusion. Somebody gets smacked, they turn around, stumble, fall, and hit their head. Many of us remember, you know, scenes like that growing up where, you know, and, you know, you're like, okay, whoa. And, you know, no one's supposed to say anything. Everybody has to be quiet and stay quiet. And it, you know, it's a shame. And those things happen. And that's abuse. You know, your kid falls, hits his head, cracks his head open on a coffee table. That's abuse. That's not anything to play with. So, you know, a lot of times, the Child Protective Services or the police that get involved, etc., they know their stuff, okay? They know their stuff. Like, for example, if we have a baby brought in, we could tell shaken baby syndrome. We could tell if the baby was shaken, so to speak. You know, you could tell by the eye hemorrhages, things like that. So we're pretty well-versed. But there are going to be, you know, bruises and things like that, and there, you know, you're always going to feel like, okay, I got to explain myself, you know, and it's, there's not an easy answer for that, okay? If your child falls down, and if your child hurts himself from skateboarding, etc., you know, and, you know, there's some wounds that have to be cleaned up, may not be a bad idea to take the kid to the doctor, and then you get some documentation, okay? You know, kid was bruised, scraped up, fell down from, you know, skateboarding, took him to the doctor, made sure his tetanus was up to date, wounds got clean, etc., made sure nothing was broken or sprained, you know, doctor discussed, again, continually wearing headgear, wrist gear, etc. So then, if months down the line, a teacher goes, wait a second, this kid always has bruises on him, I want, you know, some investigation. You know, I remember months ago the kid came in with bruises. Now the teacher's documenting that. We saw bruises there. You could say, wait a second, I got a doctor's note here. You know, the kid falls, etc. Also, sit down and talk to the doctor and go, look, you know, my kid bruises himself. All right, you know, I swear I'm not hitting the kid. You know, what do we do? He's going to school with bruises. You know, I mean, what is the best approach? And, you know, she may be like, okay, well, look, you know, maybe we need to find a safer sport. Maybe we need to, et cetera. You know, you don't really see as much of this with your baseball and football players, et cetera, because these guys are getting beat and hit and stuff on the field all the time, which is a whole nother subject. However, that doesn't mean that just because your kid plays sports, now you could hide your bruises among that. Okay? Kids' testimony is pretty important. Now, one of you had an issue where your kid would say, I'm going to tell people you beat me. Whoa. Okay, if you got a kid doing that kind of stuff, all right, that kid could get you thrown in jail. You need to deal with this head on. Okay, you immediately get a counselor. You know, or let your kid spend a trial away from you. Say, do you want to be in a foster home temporarily? Is that what you want? Because you want to come up with lies? You know, this kid wants to bear false witness. That's a whole another ball of wax. We've talked about that on the show. But all right, what are some recommendations on what to do when your kid is acting up? Okay, well, first of all, and I know many of us have already tried this, but you know, let's just give WebMD their you know guide. Let them let's give them their time. Okay, they say reward good behavior, which is true. Okay. You do get a lot more with positive reinforcement than negative reinforcement, according to Dr. Mason Turner, Chief of Psychiatry at Kaiser Permanente. That's true. Okay? All right? Positive reinforcement helps. However, okay, we do have a generation of overindulged kids. Okay? When I grew up, you're doing the dishes and doing things. If you want to eat, okay, in the household, you do what they say. You're a part of this household. Nowadays, we seem to really be over embellishing with goodies, and I'll take you to Target to get a toy and Walmart, which is another problem. So you need to be very, 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 very careful, okay? Because if your kid is doing something that they're supposed to be doing, and you are reinforcing that positively, if they don't get the gift, then they could go the other way. You got to be very, very careful with the reward good behavior. However, definitely positively stroke them. Let them know that they're doing a good job. Let them know they made a good decision. You know? And there's other ways to reward them. You know? So, like, for example, all right, let's say my kid was about to get into a fight with the other kid, and my kid decides to do something very, very mature. You know? Because, like, you want to know what? I don't want to fight anymore. I don't want this to escalate to a fight. I'm going to back off. Okay? Now, I pull him aside and I go, that was pretty damn good. That was pretty damn good. Okay? As a result, this weekend when it's movie night, you're the one that gets to pick. You know? Or older boy, you know what? I'm going to show you, you're going to drive, you're going to come with me in the car. I'm going to show you some driving techniques. I'm going to, you know, show you some driving stuff. Maybe we'll look at cars, things like that. Not that we're going to buy a car, but we're going to kind of spend a mommy and me day all about you. You've shown some maturity, so we're going to do some mature stuff. Okay, we're going to talk about cars, look at cars, start figuring out, you know, as we're getting you ready for your driver's permit. All right, that's cool. So there's other ways to positively reinforce without buying them something, without giving them chocolate. They also need to know what the rules are. The one thing I had problems with growing up is I didn't really understand what was bad. I didn't understand what was bad. I knew drugs were bad, but I would get in a crap load of trouble for doing something that I didn't even think was bad. It just made them mad. You cannot discipline just because the kid ticked you off. You need to explain what it really was, okay? What actually was the problem? Like today, my kid ticked me off, and I started grounding him from this, grounding him from that, grounding him from that because I was late. Okay, my younger kid's not going to understand. Okay, so mommy was late, so I get in trouble for mommy being late. No, tonight I'm going to sit down, and the reason why I'm mad and the reason why he's getting restriction and grounded is because I told him to get his clothes ready. I told him to be up at a certain time. I told him to be organized and do what he was supposed to. He didn't. He made us late. Now he's going to be grounded from TV until he shows me that he is organized the night before, get ready for the next morning, so we're not walking around looking for socks and his tennis shoes. You see what I mean? You got to explain that. I'm just as guilty. You know, my kid went to school today thinking he is now grounded from the computer because mommy is late to work. He has no understanding why he's responsible for that. Well, it's because he didn't get Ab's poop together when I told him time and time again. Also explain to them, I don't want to tell you 3-4 times. I'm going to tell you once. I'm telling you once right now. You're getting your clothes ready. You're getting stuff ready for the next day. Period. Gosh, Mom. Buy yourself time. Don't start reacting right away. Breathe for 10 seconds. Be consistent about the rules. And, you know, do good yourself. Don't be drinking and smoking in front of the kid. And then worry why the kid's drinking and smoking. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.